שהתשובה שהראשון הוא הסבייס ודעה. כי אחויתא, כאשר יזעך אל לשון מחטוסו, יכפר עליו מאויל עונשו בכל יום. When if a person's choite and he's misacher loshuv, he delays in doing his tshuva. Yichbar alav me'od onsher b'chol yom. His onish gets worse daily. Now, why would that be so? He did daver. He did davera. So what's this idea that? But if you don't do tshuva, the onish gets worse daily. Why? So he explains. Ki yodea ki yotza ketzef alav. He knows that Hashem is upset. He did something wrong. We should monos lo nos shama and get out of it. There's a way to escape. The amono is tshuva, and the escape route is tshuva. For who oimed b'merdoi, and he's still oimed in his merid. V'yinid b'ra asoi, and he's holding on to his evil deeds. U'biyadu latzis metoich hafeich, and he can get out. V'lo yogo, and he's not afraid mipnei ha'af ha'achema. I came to Asri Rab. So let's just analyze this. So Pashup Shad is, I guess, is that you could fix the problem. You're not fixing the problem. But again, that's a little bit schwer because okay. Let's say I owe money. Let's say I owe money. Now I have a way to get him to be moichel the money I owe. Okay? I chose not to. So I got punished. I mean, what's the like, oh, it gets worse every day. What's that? And I think that it goes back to what we said yesterday, which is part of the tshuva process is not fixing up the past problems. Part of the tshuva process is being able to get out of your problems so you can have a better future too.
This tying also to like with the nefesh, like kind of thought, maybe like an avera like pulling down, like so your neshama
Yeah,
can't go further.
so in other words, it's not just whether or not you're gonna get punished for what you did. It's more about are you holding in the Avera? And if you're holding in the Avera and you're not dealing with it and it's gonna affect you tomorrow, it means you don't care about that effect that it has on you. And that's the taina. The taina is if I have this problem, so you talk during shul. I have this problem. I like to talk to him and davening. So now I'm doing tshuva. Now I could do tshuva, but I'm not. The problem is, oh, you could have fixed up your aver for talking yesterday and you didn't. No. Okay, so that's not the ikur problem. The ikur problem is by not doing tshuva, not addressing it, you're supposed to, you still have this problem, you're gonna end up talking during shul tomorrow and you don't seem to care. So you're really holding on to the aver still. You're holding on to the aver, and that's the title.
It's like that's my part of the tshuva process is I just but that's ziva sachet and then there's
But
also osid.
there's an inyan of loss as well, for sure. V'omer Azal, al inyan is a mashal l'kas chalistim. There's a cat, a group of thieves that were stuck in jail. And they got out and they figured out a way to get out. Parts of Vayav, one guy didn't leave. Boss Sabri says, sorry, ever raw. Machteris. Chasura he hit him with the stick. Amr like, Shayan, you fool. You have an escape route and you're not escaping. Meaning, what's the muscle?
So what we're saying now is that you don't want a future. You want to be remain in prison, get free food,
Right.
whatever.
Or maybe even worse, you think we're going to let you out for free? This is your chance. If you don't take it now, you're stuck here forever. You're not going anywhere. It's a bazillion. You think that no matter when you want, you're just going to get out for free? You're going to get out for no reason? Just gonna get out. We're gonna let you go. We're not letting you go. We're a serious jail over here. Now is your chance. Terrence says, you think, making the lights on us. Yeah, okay, it's not bad.
President Trump will pardon me.
Yeah, I'll get out. Don't. You're not getting out, man. So the fact that you think that there's a different way to get out besides this, there's Gumra B'Zayin.
I just learned the Mishnah of
We're
the
milk share. Is there a reason you talk to me? Kochnevish?
No.
Okay. So that's the Taina. The Taina is what you have Averis. You have to get out of the Averis. You're not getting out of them? So it's a bazillion. You don't take it seriously. That's the point. That's, I think, very good touch.
Yeah, but it's not fitting in with the purpose of the future. I've been saying for
It
like.
is. It is. Because you think you can get out of it without Shuba. You think there's a different mahalach how to get out of it. Either you don't care to stay in it, either one of the two. Either you don't care to stay in jail forever, then you're still an idiot. Or you do want to get out of jail, but you think that you're too lazy to go through the path. So you think we're going to let you out for free. It's going to be easier. It's not going to be easier under our auspices. It's only going to be harder.
Me by staying here, you're gonna be pulled down. It's gonna be worse and
Right,
worse
you're
and
staying with the
worse.
feds. You're staying right here in jail. So, no, I'm not staying in jail. I just don't want to do tshuva, but whatever. I'll figure out a different mahalach. What do you mean? You talked to Avin yesterday, the day before. No, but I'm not going to do tshuva, charata, this, that. Whatever.
I'll stop talking.
Eventually, it's going to stop being so exciting for me. Right now, I'm
Eventually.
in the mood, whatever. Tomorrow won't be in the mood. No. You think there's a different way? Terrence is. That either you don't care that much, or you think it's easy. It's not easy. It's a serious thing. That's the word. And the only time that you should find people delaying tshuva is if it's by Amei Haaretz. The reason they delay is because they don't really believe they're going to get punished. And Razal say, "Now you know, you realize also tshuva."